T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:14 now, we're talking about the Hard Rock collapse, and don't forget, at noon today, Newell Norman will have, for the first time since the building collapsed, representatives from the 1031 Canal Street development making themselves available. So this is an exclusive. This has not happened before. The developers of the Hard Rock at noon with Newell Norman. Jason Williams joins us now, New Orleans City Council member and vice president of the City Council. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. So I'm looking at the Advocate story here, a New Orleanian, one of the protesters Friday, saying that the situation, especially the language that the mayor's office has used, is very condescending and dismissive of the concerns of citizens. Then the mayor from the Washington Mardi Gras ball told a reporter that city council hearings on the Hard Rock collapse would be disrespectful, not so much to me, which I found to be an interesting choice of words, which it really is, but to the process and even their families. And then she equated hearings with a show. Does disrespect for her play into this at all, Jason?
Not at all. This is in no way intended to be consciously or unconsciously stepping on the mayor's toes. The Home Rule Charter requires the council. It says, Section 3.124, it says the council shall have the power to conduct investigations in any subject which it may legislate. And although this may be a privately owned building or project, The city skyline belongs to all of us, right? These sidewalks belong to all of us. And we have an obligation to figure out how this happened to make sure it never happens again.
We spent 4 hours on it last week. I saw numerous Advocate stories, numerous TV reports, and it seems like everybody had some information. But at no point did anybody have the whole story. And it seems like just monitoring it, you know, we got about 7 different reasons for why this happened and who was responsible, and more importantly than why it happened, what was holding up the cleanup of the site. We heard insurance, we heard investigation, we heard financial considerations. What do you know as of right now that is holding up the clearing of the site?
I got to tell you right now, I've gotten a lot of mixed messages and not a clear explanation yet. Mm-hmm. And when you start talking about the number of or the amount of confusion, I think it bodes to your concern, the public's concern, because it's not we're not endeavoring to have a Spanish Inquisition. This is not some sort of Joe McCarthy grandstanding theater. This is just transparency. And if there are obstacles and complications that are causing issues with it coming down, explaining that to the public is not a bad thing. In fact, it's a good thing.
I don't know how everybody can have a different version of this. And I'm not talking about media outlets. I'm talking about people that are involved directly or indirectly without there being some kind of, I guess I could generously use the word confusion, but maybe intent to mislead in some way or the other.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. Anytime there is a number of different stories out there and there's no transparent process to get information out, then people start to get one choice. I'm not saying there is. All I'm saying is the way that it's been handled so far in terms of what's been disseminated, and in any investigation, criminal investigation, civil investigation, if you wait 6 months to start, you're going to lose all of your evidence. You're going to lose all of your witnesses, and nothing is going to be preserved. And so the idea of the city waiting until April after an OSHA report would mean that we have lost a lot of valuable time to get to the bottom of this.
So if you wait until April, because the last thing we heard was mid-March, because first it was implosion, then it was disassemble, right, or piece at a time. Then it was implosion again, and then we heard March or mid-March. Are you telling me now that's been moved back to April?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Okay. What I'm saying is a hearing into everything from the brick-and-mortar failures here to the protocol failures here. I think an investigation, an inquiry has to start very, very quickly. And I'm not basing that on what I believe. Mm-hmm. I looked into every time there's been a major building collapse in this country in the modern era. It was Philadelphia and Atlantic City. And there were probably six different investigations going on on parallel tracks very early on to make sure that nothing happened like that in their city. Again, the council was involved. There were grand jury investigations. And that is how you preserve evidence to hold folks accountable and to make sure you legislate and make sure that, cause just because the rules on the books were solid in 1980 doesn't mean it's the best practices for today. Everything from crane operation to the number of supervisors on a site as opposed to apprentices, we've got to make – there were certainly corners cut. We know this. And we need to find out where they were cut and who cut them and who allowed them to be cut.
All right, we can take a break, pick it up here when we come back. What would these hearings look like? Who would you call? And why do you think the mayor is so hesitant for the city council to look into this? Jason Williams, the New Orleans City Council member, vice president of the council. Don't forget, Newell Norman at noon will have, and I guess they're going to break their silence, representatives from the 1031 Canal Street Development organization, LLC. Those were the ones that were putting up the Hard Rock Hotel. And he's going to have an exclusive with them at noon. 821 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, going up to 66 degrees today, and the clouds will eventually clear out. Tomorrow night's 2, Wednesday, Thursday, chance for showers, likewise Friday. Then the weekend should be sunny with highs in the lower 60s for both days. Jason Williams is our guest, New Orleans City Council member, vice president of the council, and we're talking about the Hard Rock collapse and the city council wanting to have hearings and as Jason just told you before the break, why it happened, how it happened, et cetera. Jason, why do you think the hesitancy on the part of the mayor? Well, I guess it's more than hesitancy. She says it's not a city legislative issue. We are not doing a hearing on this. Why would you not want every bit of information brought forward?
You know, I don't know. I can only speculate that there are maybe some areas that are sensitive that she deems to be complicated, but I can't answer that. I can't get inside of her brain or her team's brain and tell you. I mean, I think of this as one of those big boxes at Home Depot that says group lift, where you need more than one person mm-hmm. working on it. This is a big deal. This is going to be complicated. It's going to last for a while. So we need help from all sides.
I don't know how you would be, and again, I don't pretend to speak for the mayor, but I don't know how you would be against every bit of information on an investigation like this, where maybe you all uncover something that she didn't have or she uncovers something that you all didn't have. I don't see what the harm is in this at all. What would it look like, Jason? I believe it's scheduled for Wednesday at 3. Is that right?
Wednesday at 3, we're taking up the issue of the creation of a special committee that would be dedicated to this Canal Street collapse. And what I envision, Tommy, would be a series of hearings covering everything from the current state of affairs and protocols with regards to job sites and inspections, having a panel of experts talk about best practices in 2020, what it should look like so we get an idea of what the current state of affairs was during the beginning of this job up until the point of the collapse. And then what the best practice would have been, and I think the series of hearings should not be a blaming session. What I would want to do is just have the council collect facts and create good policy and legislate and create real meaningful legislation if necessary, and make sure there are real safeguards in place to protect citizens and construction workers, frankly.
Do you all have any subpoena powers?
We absolutely do.
Okay. So if somebody were to ignore that subpoena, a judge would issue an arrest warrant?
Well, it works a couple of different ways from our vantage point, but we have subpoena power that could, in which we could compel someone to come forward. I can't imagine someone wanting to shirk the opportunity to come and provide and share information. There might be, I could see a big fight in court if someone was saying, you know, we're being sued, this litigation. Right. But also, I got to say, there is a value to just having a conversation. The exclusive that's going to happen on your station at noon is a very, very big deal. And I think it's good for these developers to address the public. And the fact that that some pressure was applied last week, Newell Norman got this exclusive today. Now the public really gets to hear from this developer. He made some statements in the paper. Some statements were made. And frankly, Sunshine never heard anything. The public just wants to hear where everybody is on this thing. We have to drive by it, walk by it every day, and it makes my stomach sick every time it does. And I can only imagine the heartbreak that these families feel having to see that in their skyline.
Don't take pictures is a pretty anemic response. Thank you, Jason.
Have a good morning.
You bet. We'll talk to you again. Jason Williams, New Orleans City Council member. They took out a full-page ad yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.